Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
All right, we're live.
We are live.
I believe so.
Awesome. Hello, people. Let us know if this is working or not.
No idea if it's actually live. It just says it. Can never trust it.
We have technology issues if we're traumatized a little bit.
Yeah, I never.
Okay.
Trust it.
I think we are. Somebody confirm for us?
I see a lot of hello, but...
That's not good enough.
Yeah, I don't trust it.
Well,
but Austin, how was your month?
I had a very casual, chill month. What about you?
Yeah, I had a slower reading month. I wish I read a little bit more, but
yeah,
it was fine.
How many books this month?
I read, if we include novellas and type of deals,
yeah.
I read four.
Four. Okay. Which four? Do you want to just get started?
Let's just get it. Yeah.
We're going to give our recap. We do these. We go over what we read, what we're going to read. We open packages. We answer your questions. It's our May recap. So what did you read for May?
So I read Dregs of Empire, then read Disquiet Gods.
Okay.
Then I read basically half of On War.
So why half?
Because it's dense. And it's like, you can't audiobook that stuff. You have to sit and read and slow and consume. So that took me a while. And I'm just going to be working through it in between next month. It's going to be in the background for me.
You are learning everything about war, so that's a lot to read.
Apparently.
Yeah.
No, it is a very interesting read. It's just not fast-paced. Then after that, read The Devils. And actually, not four. Basically, three and a half.
Three and a half. That's still not bad. And one of them was a novella.
Yeah, it was slow. On War slowed me down.
Before I say my also mediocre reading month, let's all shame Rich for that. Like, what a horrible, disgusting. That On War, though, how long is it? It's a Sanderson length. Is that a Monte Cristo length book?
It's chonky. Here, let me grab it.
Yeah, go grab it. How's everybody doing, though? I see everybody pulling in. What's up, everybody? We are live, sadly. Yes, sadly. Super Mayo, he caught alive. Let's go. How are you doing, Super Mayo?
I mean...
Okay, that's a thick book.
It's a thick book.
I don't blame you as much anymore.
I'm working through
it. Can I see
it.
That? Let's. How thick is the text in there? Okay, that's small text as well.
Yeah.
All right. Excuse.
Now, to be fair, a lot of that is index and appendices in the back here. So it's...
Well, so is a lot of... Return of the King, but you still have to read all the Return of the King's appendices.
The rest is the book. That's actually not that much of... Anyway, I'm having a good time. I'm just slow with it.
But okay, decent month, yet slower month.
slower month.
Yep. Okay, this month, and we're gonna get to our TBR for next month, and I'm gonna
what
be.
What did you read?
Yes. Okay. So what I read last month, I read 5 books. One of them's a novella, so we'll asterisk. First book I read this month was actually was this last month? It was. Oh, then I read 4 books because The Winter King, I think we finished up last month for a book club.
Yes.
So I read 4 books this month. That's right. So I read Dregs of the Empire was the first one, and we did a review, and that's coming Monday. Mm-hmm. And that's the novella between Ashes of Man, book 5 of Sun Eater, and book 6, Disquiet Gods, which you read, and I'm going to read very soon.
Yep.
Second book I read was Orkonomics. And this is, if people haven't heard, we posted this on social media. This is probably our biggest channel update fun thing that happened this month is Mark Lawrence, author of Red Sister, many other series, many books, Prince of Thorns, etc. Mark Lawrence, he hosts a competition called the SPFBO, which is the self-published fantasy blog-off, and books such as Sword of Kaigan have won that. And every year, self-published fantasy authors submit to the competition, and a winner is chosen. They've had this competition going on for 10 years now, so for the 10th, 11th, whatever you want to call it, anniversary, they are having, oh, let me make sure I'm not echoing. There we go. They're having a Champions League. If you ever watched X Factor or American Idol, and where they do a champion of champions, Rich and I are judges on the SPFBO for the champion of Champions League. So we just got another 8-9 books added onto our TBR, which is the coolest thing ever to be invited to this, because I remember always looking at that for book recommendations too. That's partly why we read Sword of Kaigan, which is one of the GOATs. So I'm stoked that we get to declare what the best book is of the competition.
The hard part about it is we're each not individual judges, but one judge entirety. So we have to come up with our list and figure out how to decide disagreements.
So we're a democracy?
No, the right opinion has to win out between us. We have to figure out what's the fair way to decide the truth.
Who correctly totters the other?
Yes.
Okay, so I think for this one, maybe we so far agree. We've had 2 of them.
Yeah, we have 2 under the belt. We have, so it goes Sword of Kaigan, then Orkonomics.
Yeah, so far.
So far.
We're going to be continuing it, and we had just recorded Orkonomics. That video will be up soon. So that was the second I read this month, was Orkonomics.
Titan's Vision. Okay. It's going to be, right now, it's...
Oh, it's going to be tough to beat.
It's going to be tough to beat. Yeah. Sword of Kaigan's, it's a hard one.
But we haven't read the other 8. So those other 8 books could also wow us, and we'll have to possibly do a reread for that as well. Okay, so second was Orkonomics. The third book was Meditations. Got a little bit into the classics, and we recorded our review, discussion on Meditations.
Better to say it was just a chat. Discussion's maybe too big of a term. It was a chat.
A chat?
It was a chat about meditation.
We didn't discuss.
No, we did. It was a meditation discussion.
Yes, and that was a lot of fun because you'll see in our TBR for next month some more classics we're getting into. So it was Meditations. And lastly, read The Devils with Rich. I just finished it a half an hour ago on my ride here because we have this. This is our book club of the month, which we'll be doing after this live. First off, is this The Broken Binding? Yeah, it is.
It is.
Broken Binding did a stellar job.
Which... fun part book. Is I got sent this book. It's the nice copy, and I actually read that copy. That was my reading copy of the month. I normally don't do that.
Oh, that's kind of
neat.
So
I got to read my special copy.
That is very cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Abercrombie Books, I have to audiobook because of Stephen Pacey. Pacey's just too good.
I did the combo. So I was, when I was home, physical reading, when I was in the car, it was audiobook.
Got it. So that was my month.
That's a good month.
Yeah, a decent month. Yeah, I think next month we're going to have to pick up a little bit more of that pace and get back on it. But hey, four books a month, is that's what we can promise usually, a book a week.
We need to stop promising things. We promise too many.
That's also very true.
So I do want to acknowledge my failed promises that I will try to remedy this month, and it'll be top of my priority. The last live... I said
stuff Jared sent us.
Yeah.
Yes.
So little short introduction on democracy. I would read this one. And then the first story in Hero of the Imperium, the Warhammer 40K story. I didn't get to those. I will. So I did not forget. I just failed. So sorry.
We and you know what's not going to help too? Behind us for our unboxing today, I think we have 10 packages to open or 11. Yeah. I'm assuming a lot are books. So when we open them, let's not go, hey, I'm reading this. Sorry.
There's going to be no promises this month.
We're going to dead stare at the screen and go, thank you for the book.
Thank you for the book.
Thank you.
We'll appreciate. We'll hope to get to it.
Sit down. As soon as we...
God.
And there's actually, I already know one of them we have to read.
Yeah, I know too.
And it's very exciting. The person who sent it to us, we will open it and read that. But yes, I want to answer some of the questions here before we move on. Super Mayo says, thoughts on the Wheel of Time series cancellation?
For myself, I'm happy. Like, I think the show was bad writing, bad adaptation. I don't like it when some of my favorite stuff is represented poorly. So, you know, I'm not going to shed any tears over its cancellation. But I guess, you know, the people that enjoyed it, I'm sorry that they feel bad about it, I guess. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to be vindictive about it, but I'm not obliged to be sad about this. I don't have to be.
It's a very Richard answer.
I am allowed to be happy that a thing I don't like is not continuing. Yay. I'm allowed that opinion.
Are other people's sadness to your benefit? Slightly.
Yeah, sure.
Do the opposite of what meditation says. When meditation says don't let others' emotions affect or control you, actually...
It fuels me, yes.
It fuels you. Yeah. You meditate, no. Focus on their dismay.
Well, here's the thing. We also heard, I believe we talked about it even in the last live, about season 3 being better. And I heard it, and I'm like, oh, cool. But, you know, I was going to give it time. I was like, you know what? I'm not going to immediately jump into it. Give it a couple months. Let's see where it's at. And... I turned out to be right of just to wait. My decision to wait was verified.
There was only one other time where I think you and I both felt so vindicated in our opinion of something.
Oh, yeah.
And that was when Black Adam, the movie, came out.
Oh, yeah.
Black Adam, we watched it. It was with The Rock. And it was it was such a bad movie.
It's one of the worst ones I've seen in a while.
Maybe you won't see this now, but first week or two of the movie release, people were hyping it up. People were going, there was some section of the internet going, oh, DC, look at it. It's got... We hated the movie. And then it got the sequel to it or anything else just got canceled. They changed. James Gunn came in and said, we're changing DC entirely. We can't keep doing this. And we felt vindicated. So going back to this top comment up here, Nine-Eyed Spider and Reader, great name, says, I'm awaiting the review for Discovery after Austin's Fire reading, even though I haven't finished it myself yet. When do you guys think that will come out, if you had to guess?
I believe it's on the docket. Is it... next week or 2 weeks?
Should be episode 238. I think tomorrow's 235, so it's four episodes away? Three or four episodes away, depending on what comes out tomorrow. I can't remember what number we're on now.
Also, I did see a comment up there about Disquiet Gods. Let me find it just to give him credit, but...
Oh, I see Jaffer says, when will Austin read Disquiet Gods? That one?
Yeah, there you go.
I got it fouled up. Yeah, so...
plan to read it this month?
This next month, yeah.
Cool.
I kind of did a... Since I read... Dregs. I kind of have a thing, like, even if it's a novella, a Sun Eater thing a month, then we have other stuff to read. I'll be reading it next month, without a doubt. That's one of the four that I'm going to commit to. And then we'll see which the rest are. And I saw somebody else mention this. I can't find the comment, but they asked us about Monte Cristo. That is the other classic that is on our reading, not this next month, next week.
Next week. So we have a week from today to read The Count of Monte Cristo for our book club. We have a classic book club meeting.
Yes, that's not the one that was voted on. It's just a side community book club that we're doing.
While people are in here, I do want to announce it here so people know, and I'll mention it a couple more times throughout the live, but it's been enough minutes.
Yeah.
Doing a giveaway, just because we found out doing a live with, who was it?
Live with Preacher, was it? Yeah,
I think it was. Preacher. Yeah, with Preacher. He did this whole giveaway thing, and there was a cool tool with StreamYard. Awesome.
Yep.
Basically, if you do this, let me find it. There we go. Type hashtag bookmark. If you comment that at the end of the live, we will pick one of you guys and we'll just ship you one of our bookmarks. Let me grab a couple examples.
Cool.
So just up to you. I mean, there's nothing to it. We're just going to give it away because why not?
Yeah. So just type hashtag bookmark and then it'll randomly select somebody on a wheel and we'll just send it to you. Which one do you think as well? Whichever the person wants, I guess. Be kind of cool. Got the three over there. All right. As you're pulling that out, Rich. Yep. People are typing. Okay. Got across. There we go.
So, yeah, I mean, we got our whole suite of bookmarks.
Yes, yes.
If you don't win, you're welcome to buy one on, link down below all the ways or tutorramble.com.
And don't worry, one of them doesn't have our face. One's actually, you know.
Yeah, that was the choice. Let's make two about the channel and us and, you know, be conceited. And then the last one, we're like, that's a cool design.
Just in case, you know. Just
in case they don't want pictures of our face on it. I'll be honest, it is my favorite one. I like it.
Nine Eyed asked us, now also when Book 7 of Sun Eater comes out, do you think you'll be going to the signing in Raleigh? Yeah, we're going.
We're definitely going. That is a promise I'm willing to make.
Yes.
That I'm so excited for.
We will be there. And we know a lot of BookTubers that we know are going. A lot of friends mm-hmm. are going there. We know Jacob, John, our preacher, we're getting him down there. We're trying to convince
everybody.
Everybody, yeah. So that'll be a lot of fun. Thank you, Scott. Yes. and we have a question from Judge saying, how did reading Shadow of the Torture affect your opinion on Christopher Rocchio?
I don't think it affected my opinion of him, but it's definitely fun to see one of his big inspirations. Like,
yeah.
You definitely see it, especially like Rocchio's tag end line of his novels is clearly inspired by Shadow of the Torture. I mean, it's cool. I like seeing where a lot of his inspiration comes from.
Yeah. It didn't negatively affect, I guess, slightly to positive. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That didn't affect anything about Sun Eater, definitely. Okay, Q says, just finished Claw, which is book 2, and he says, boy, ... I don't know what that means, but I'm excited to read that one, okay, let's get into our TBR for next month. Sure. I'm going to read Disquiet Gods,
yep.
Monte Cristo, those two, then a third one will be, we're unopening behind us, so we'll wait for that. But what do you want to read this next month besides Monte Cristo?
Monte Cristo, Claw the Conciliator. I believe that's on the docket. I think we are going to be hosting that live event.
Wasn't that true? But it's in the works.
We've talked about it. It's next month, but I'm not sure. We'll sit back and organize and talk with them.
Yeah.
But that one I'm just really looking forward to. I've already read Disquiet God, so I don't need to do that. Mm. I will be reading the stuff that I promised before. Okay. I'll continue with On War. No promises on actually finishing it, but that's just for me. That's a little fun.
Nice.
So I don't know what else I'll be reading. Oh, and whatever book club book is picked.
And just to keep us up to date with, how many book series do we have going on? So we still have to continue Warlord Chronicle. At least I will, Enemy of God. Book of the New Sun, as you mentioned. Malazan, we still have to do Memories of Ice.
I've been looking forward to...
Me too.
I've been looking forward to that one for a while. And so I want to do that one.
So those are three of the big ones. We have also have Dandelion Dynasty, Discworld to go back to. There's a lot of series there.
There's also Jade War as well to continue on.
I'm not enthused to continue that, but
it's not high on the list, but all the things that I've been told about the second book in the series has definitely made me more positive about it. Like I'm not disinclined to read it. It's just not the highest on my list.
Got it. Yeah. And with that though, that means it's not going to be read till the end of year or next year because there's so much stuff that gets bumped. Mm-hmm. So that's what our TBR is looking like. We'll go ahead and open some stuff. I'll give people a chance to ask a couple more questions.
I need to grab the box opener. So I don't have I don't have anything. So you can ask that real quick while I go grab that.
All right. Let's get intimate. Questions people have. Oh, Superman was always coming in clutch. Would you ever consider reading a book set in the Minecraft universe? It's funny you mention that because Rich was just talking to me last week saying how funny and fun would that be if we read and reviewed a Minecraft book. And if anybody knows, I was a big Minecraft player back in the day. High school, that was my thing. HCF, Hardcore Factions, I was into that stuff. And that would be kind of funny and fun to read a Minecraft book. And Superman also recognized that we upgraded cables. Yes. Yes. How's it sound? More, a little more crisp.
I hope so. Yeah, I need to stop spending money on the studio. I think I looked at my budget and, oh boy.
And we just paid for a vacation to do with the boys. We're going to a cruise and yeah.
No, looking at my salary, I should be very fine financially and I'm not. And it's partly it's the cost of living is high, sure. But the other part is me. I'm just not good with spending. Mm. I was like, oh, I want new tech thing for the studio. And I just get it. I'm like, oh, I want, you know, battery backup for the whole studio. I just buy it. It's like, what's $300 for an ups? I can't have one. I might as well have two.
Hey, just so you all know, in case lightning strikes five times, we are good to go.
Actually, it already happened today of lights were flickering because there's a thunderstorm going on. And so some stuff, like my lights were going out. I was having some power issues. Battery backup was already coming in clutch today. So, you know, I'm going to speak the problem into existence right now.
Cuban says two to invest we need. And Sunday says, have you guys read The Devils by Joe Abercrombie? I'm having difficulties reading more than a couple chapters at a time.
Yeah, so we both finished the book today.
Yep.
Overall, sir, before getting into review, and we're going to be talking about it with our patrons first, book good. It's a book I would generally recommend to a lot of casual readers, especially. This is a good kind of intro, grimdark book. If I were to, you know, you're not jumping in the deep end of grimdark, but definitely a good intro.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going to save just because we have the book club we're doing with patrons in a minute, but we'll have a review on it. Quick things. If you're having trouble reading more than a couple chapters at a time, you might just not be in the mood for it because Abercrombie, he has one kind of story type. It's you're either in the mood for an Abercrombie book or you're not. It's you're going to be in a grimdark setting if you're not connected to the characters early on. Maybe just DNF for now and just go back later. Especially if you have the broken binding copy because you don't want to waste that, you know.
Yeah, no, I actually got to read it, which I'm just happy.
Yeah, awesome. And we have a question from Ariharan, who says, "When will Richard's dad be back on the channel?"
As soon as we find a suitable book he'll like to read with us. I don't know. He's kind of open to a lot of it. Maybe I'll read Streets of Laredos and have him back on for that. He, after reading Lonesome Dove, he read all the books by Larrick McMurtry since he liked them so much.
Loved
so,
them, right?
Yeah, no, he really liked everything else. He did tell me that Lonesome Dove is the best one, but the others were of similar quality.
I'd imagine.
Of like lesser, but close.
Still quality stuff.
Yeah.
Tanoi asks, that's another series to continue. Clash of Kings. I need to jump on that. There's so many series we're doing right now. We have to decide, do we continue Malazan, Song of Ice and Fire? Do we go to Gene Wolfe series, Book of the New Sun? Do we continue? I've still got to continue Enemy of the Game. There's a lot. Oh, I got to roll the dice. That I think something I want to commit to this week and this month and going forward is let's start completing series before we start more new ones, just to get more off the docket. Because if we keep spreading so thin,
I'm very tempted to try and barrel through them instead of trying to read series in order rather than jumping around as much. I know that's what we normally do. Maybe it'd be best if we just read all the books in a row, finish the series, and then move on.
Let's do that.
Maybe.
Yeah. Ronnie asks, when is Austin's grandma coming back? As soon as she's back in town. That was an awesome episode. It was the best. And we also had, no one's asking about our boy Justin. Wow, what a shame. Everyone asks about your dad.
My grandma. I feel bad for him.
He deserves it. It's fine. It's whatever. And yes, hopefully reading says Warlord Chronicles. Yes, I loved book one so much. That episode just came out, so I am stoked for Enemy of the God. I cannot wait.
I'm excited for the next book. I know I'll like it.
Yeah.
So
you liked book one.
Yeah, I liked book one.
Okay, let's take a quick break to do our sponsor. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, we're doing box openings, and we have 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them to unopen. So it is time. Here we go. first thing opening is a book from Brian Kaplan. It says the best political book this year. It's The Myth of the Rational Voter, Why Democracies Choose Bad Policies. Everybody's giving democracy books to
nice.
Rich. That one was meant for you. It's got to be,
oh,
right?
Oh, it is.
That one is for you.
I like it. I'm going to have a good time. Let's
yeah.
see. In this thought-provoking book, economist Brian Kaplan calls into question our most basic assumptions about American politics. Kaplan argues that the greatest obstacle to sound economic policy is not special interests or rampant lobbying, but rather the popular misconceptions and irrational beliefs held by ordinary voters. Through an analysis of Americans' voting patterns and opinions on a range of economic issues, Kaplan makes a convincing case that voters suffer from four prevailing biases, including a distrust of the foreigners, pessimistic belief that the economy is going from bad to worse. Kaplan lays out several bold ways to make democratic government work better, such as letting democracy do less and allowing the market to do more.
That sounds like a great fantasy book.
This guy sounds like a libertarian.
Can I see that? Was that, did that person write that, or did they just send us a book? Because I want to make sure. Did they write it?
I mean, it's written by Brian Kaplan. I don't know if he sent it to us.
Oh, that would have been good to check. We're trying to make sure if it's a who sent it.
It's just from Amazon, so there's no.
Thank you.
We have no
thank
idea.
You, Amazon. Yeah, Amazon sponsored this episode.
okay. Rasmus asking here, have you ever read a book in another language other than my Spanish class? No.
No, you've not?
I, like, you know, children's books for class, but that was about it.
Yeah. All right, now we've got...
If I read more languages,
oh,
I would.
Oh, here we frickin' go. Chance Dillon, who I hope Chance is here. He has a BookTube channel, and Chance Dillon sent us the arc of his new book coming out.
Ooh.
Tears of the Fallen. I've heard great things.
Also, cool cover.
Very cool cover.
Look at that.
This
there we
is,
go.
Here we go. This is from our guy, Chance. Look at that. That is super cool. Chance, what is the chance we read it this week?
Zilch.
Chance, we're going to try our best.
Count of Monte Cristo is going to be a chonker of a read.
It is a chonker of a read. Thank you a bunch, Chance. This is something we got to have on our TBR, too. Chance, if anybody knows, he's also been, before he had a channel as well, I remember him interacting with our stuff a long time ago. So, long time watcher. Thank you, Chance. Very cool. Oh, what? did he say something in there? Oh.
I'm going to keep it to myself. Actually, I'll keep the first part to myself. I'll read the second part out. I did sign Austin's first, but better opinions for last. Hope you find something to hear and invite me to poker regardless.
He says,
hey,
if you're ever
in town, the poker room is always open to you. Just let us know.
Just let us know when you're in the area. Chance said to me, he said, Austin, if you're reading this, Richard has me hostage. Send help. And on a serious note, I'm grateful y'all were willing to accept these books. I hope we can play poker sometime soon. And I hope, although you have a ton, that your writing journey, you feel you can use me as a resource. Thank you, Chance. I will have to take you up on that, too. Let me make sure to message Chance afterwards.
Hi, Ryland.
Chance. Right, there we go. Awesome. Hi. Chance, thanks a bunch. Where'd you put yours? I'll just put to the side here. Any questions pop up?
Yes, but I'm not good at going through comments.
Oh, we have Cuban asked something here. We have these Lord of the Rings bookends back there are just the most beautiful things ever. Where'd you get them?
The Lord of the Rings bookends?
Yes.
That was a gift.
Yeah, I got those off like Amazon for you or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I was either Amazon or Etsy, one of the two.
Yeah.
It was for some birthday.
They're cool, though.
They're sweet. Okay, here's our next one. Do you want to show people that? Oh, that looks cool.
Always appreciate some, like, creative packaging and just, like, sticking with the theme, sticking with the lore. Goblin, sorry, have trouble and way, but package
here
now.
There's also chapstick. What are they trying to tell us?
They got all the things.
Oh, I know who this is from. Okay, yeah. Very cool. Yeah, there we go. Want to show all that?
Lots of fun little merch here.
Fry, in the meantime, do you still want to read Blindsight?
Yes.
Is that on the list too?
I want to read lots of books. thanks for reminding me of all my broken promises.
All right.
But yes, I would love to.
This book, by the way, we were reached out to by the author, mm-hmm. and it's the cover caught my attention. It's such a fun concept as well.
It looked like it was the Ninja Turtles, and it's not.
But it's from Alex Knight, author Alex Knight. And if you want to go ahead and read the book blurb on there.
Ooh. Wriggly Little Hands by Alex Knight. There we go. Ollie the Goblin is the last creature anyone would send on a world-ending quest, but the Dark Lord's under siege, and without his doomsday weapon, those pesky forces of good might just get it done this time. Ready to impress their big boss, Ollie and his cousin set out on a super-secret mission to retrieve the doomsday on a road trip to see their family. With the hopes of every creature sinister and foul riding on them, the goblins hurry directly to their destination. Mostly directly. Okay, they go more in a zigzag. Agents of good await at every turn, but with the empty heads and two big hearts, Ollie and his bumbling family safely pilot their rocket wagon, mostly, sabotage the forces of evil, accidentally, and save their Dark Lord, probably, all while facing down the dangers of road rage, unionization, and one genie wish gone terribly wrong. The final battle's brewing between good and evil, and the fate of the world rests in Ollie's wriggly little hands. God help us all.
That gives me very cool Orchonomics vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Like a fun fellowship adventure.
Love a little goblin family.
Don't you love the title, too?
Oh, yeah.
Wriggly Little Hands. All right, this is a special one that was sent to us. This is from J.J. Mitten, Talking Story.
Ooh.
And if anybody, we were just talking about this, our episode 238 will be a review of Discovery, where we recorded it with the authors Amy, Jacob, and John, and they sent us these books. Oh, they look so cool.
We got our signed copies.
Hell yeah. Which one's whose?
Oh, let me look.
Oh, heck yeah. If we already haven't shilled enough quite yet, read Discovery. This thing's phenomenal. This is,
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Look at that.
Oh, very special one of one edition.
We're in the first page. How cool is that?
I know.
Oh, that's sweet.
I already bought a couple. So I bought one, sent it to my mother, and I bought another and sent it to my coworker.
Mine says, don't tell Austin. So this is probably yours.
There we go.
This and one says...
We got some bookmarks. Some little fancy bookmarks. You will see what I see. Discovery by J.A. Mittens.
Thank you, Mittens. Heck yeah. Oh, this is sick. We read it on ebook, but I'm very glad now we have a physical copy because there's pages I'll go back here just to read to get inspired again. I can't believe they were able to write this as debut authors. Incredible book. Thank you, Mittens. You're the best.
Thank you.
Discovery, again, go read it, everybody. It's awesome. Okay, we'll go to some questions because then we have four more packages. We're going to, we'll kind of spread it around and then get back to the rest of the packages. Any big channel updates from this month that you wanted to announce?
I think we can announce progress on website stuff.
That's what I was thinking, yep.
Yeah, so we got ourselves a web developer. We have given him the money. He is going at it. And honestly, it's looking just so great right now. It's... So I'm very stoked. We're going through almost every week, every couple days, in all honesty, just kind of going over minutia details, trying to make sure it's just right. But yeah, it should, I think, version one that will be available to our patrons to kind of like use for them, and they will give us good feedback on what to change going forward. I hope we should have that within 2 months to go live. I'm being
this summer.
Yeah.
Sometime this summer is the hope. And for those, this is our Rambler rating website. It's going to be our Goodreads competitor. And it's using the Rambler rating system, having a site where Rich and I will post all of our ratings, and hopefully all of you, whoever wants to use the system, can go use it. This is something that we've been wanting to put in the works since we pretty much started the channel.
Basically.
But we finally got to the point where we found the right person, had enough money to do it all, and oh, thank you to
what money can do of like, oh, I want to do a thing, but we don't have the capability. And now all of a sudden, with the power of money, we can do things that we couldn't before.
And
it's amazing.
Don't tell the patrons we said that. I'm hoping only a few are watching, but thank you to everybody who does support, because all that allows us to invest in the stuff like that, which is just the coolest thing ever. And I posted a screenshot already or two. I've sent them to people, and people are already like Jed Hearn, for example, who is big YouTuber, that he's an author, booktuber, gives writing advice. I was sending some stuff to him because he gives great feedback, and he had nothing to give yet, which are Jed Hearn, that's high praise for Jed Hearn. Okay. So
it's been a while enough that I'm going to just mention it again. We are giving away one of our bookmarks to one of you guys watching. If you type in the comment hashtag bookmark at the end of the stream, we'll select one person and we'll send it out. Whichever bookmark you want, we'll send that one out to you. So just comment down below. Now, keep in mind, it will if you can't comment multiple times and get multiple entries, it apparently checks that. So if you already commented, you're good.
So just do hashtag bookmark if you want to enter we'll give that away for free to one person, right? And we have a question that's from Sam saying, how will the website work? It'll work just like a rating website like Goodreads or Storygraph, where you go on there, search up a book, give a rating and review, follow people, friend people, and do that.
There's also really cool, I believe it's a histogram kind of showing how, like, graphical format, how you rated it compared to other, like, the average people. But it uses our rating system, so you can put in all that and then look at your own scores, TBR lists, all that stuff.
Rich, I have a concern. Atlas just messaged, apparently we have to read 200 pages a day to be done with Monte Cristo in time. Is that long?
Let me grab it.
Oh God.
Let me grab it. Let's see.
I didn't know.
Thick. It's a thick boy.
Let's double check this. That gets me a little nervous. I know it's big. Are you talking like 1600 page big? I know. Oh God. Rich. Huh. Yeah.
That's
can we see,
as
flip
far
to the,
as I know.
What's the last page there? Is it 1400-ish? That's small text too. Oh.
Oh yeah, that's 14.
Oh shit.
That's 1400 something.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't think there's any.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, there's no index or anything. That's just.
Oh, it goes right to the last page. Great. I love it.
Force a 1462.
All right.
Huh.
All right.
I'm gonna have a good reading time tomorrow. Hey,
Talking Story, they just missed it.
Oh, okay.
we just opened up the books you guys got us. Thanks so much. They're Con Carolinas. Oh, sweet. Awesome.
Hey, let us know which audiobook of, like, unabridged audiobook of The Count of Monte Cristo is the best, and because I'll most definitely be using both audio and physical.
Yes. Scott wanted us to do the abridged version. Oh, we still can't cave, Scott. We have to read the real thing.
It doesn't count if we don't do the full thing.
Lord of the Rings extended versions. Come on. Come on now. Let's get used to it. Chance, we didn't see your commenting earlier, but we opened your book. I hope you saw that, Chance. We just opened them here. Sorry if we missed your comment earlier, but yes, Tears of Fallen. Thank you a bunch, Chance. And thank you, John, Jacob, Amy. We got these two locked and loaded. Awesome.
If I could learn a new language right now, just learn it immediately. Like, do you go for the hardest one just because it's magical?
Or do you go for the more useful one to your life? In you'll probably run into more people of this language.
The most useful language to me would be Spanish, I think.
However, are you already somewhat passable in Spanish?
I was. So do you I've lost it completely, and it's embarrassing.
Oh.
I used to be conversational.
No bueno.
And then now I couldn't even...
I said no good there, by the way.
I didn't notice. Yeah, I know. Like, okay. That sounded like gibberish to me. but no, I would want to read. I'd pick Spanish. I think it's the most useful for me.
I would pick. Oh, what would I pick?
I mean, there's only one correct answer for you.
Which one? Italian?
Yeah, right.
I can understand Manonino to certain degrees to where that I would want to do something that would be so difficult. Something impressive. Mm.
Yeah,
I'd want to do Japanese, Mandarin, one of those two. I think that because it's so hard to go from what is it? English isn't a romance language, but that foundation to using different alphabet. So the learning curve is so extreme. I would want to learn something like that. okay, we have this package here this is from the Wriggly Little Hands from Alex Knight. Still,
that's a postcard. Cool. I believe
that's a postcard. Neat. Now, this is, let's see what this is here. Here we go.
Let's see. Right. Super Mario, I completely agree. Italian is the pirate's version of Spanish, or the bootleg version of Spanish. All correct. I'm always here for the Italian slander.
Wait, what? I was reading book thing. What?
No, that's okay.
What happened?
Oh, we're good.
Whoa. Hey.
No. Hey, look. Italians.
Mozzarella.
They're a little too full of themselves sometimes.
Hey. Yeah.
They just need to be. They're good in their place. They start kicking out of line.
What do you mean by
knock
that? Whoa. Let's back up.
All right. What's going on? Not about pasta. Like they're the makers. Okay. Yeah.
All right. We got this book sent from.
Bunch of thieves.
Bill Beckett, you white ass. Okay, we got Love, Family, and Cancer from Bill Beckett, who sent this. I believe this is a personal memoir, and emailed that Bill Beckett was sending this. Thank you a bunch, Bill. This is him and his wife, I believe, from Love, Family, and Cancer. Thank you a bunch for sending this.
Look, ooh, cool.
And I imagine it's a very,
very, very personal,
very personal, intense story. Yeah. So thank you a bunch, Bill. Appreciate that.
And we have...
Thank you very much.
All right, and we got a box-shaped thing. Here we go. All right.
Here, let me open this one.
I got it. You can get the next layer.
Okay.
I'm just trying to be good with addresses and not show people's and dox them. Okay, here we go.
You're right.
Oh, well, who's right?
Alberto. Sicilians.
Yeah, that's more like it. All right, there you go, Rich. Want to open that? Here we go.
I don't think I need... Okay. Guard in the garden.
That
Man,
looks
what
cool.
What are all these people with, like, just great boxing, you know, capabilities? They got wax seals on their letters. I'm just impressed.
Cool. It's like the Cielsen brings this.
Cuban with the based opinion here. Yeah,
whoa.
Asian noodles are better than pasta. No, one step further. Like. Asia, the whole continent of Asia, is like the real origin of pasta, noodles, and everything. Like, they actually have different types and different recipes. And the Italians got one recipe and was like, what if we just make them in different shapes? Bunch of hacks. Anyway. Richard and Austin, I hope you guys are doing awesome, and I hope you love Guard in the Gardens. Grace and peace. Alrighty.
Nate.
Thank you. Let me look at the book here. I'm just gonna have to vacuum, I guess.
Ruin Rich's place. It. I love
oh,
it.
Oh God.
Send more of this.
Cool
send,
bookmark.
Send confetti. But,
oh, terrible. Oh, the book is terrible. Book. Oh no. Oh,
oh
no.
Oh, let's get in there.
There's so many stickers.
Just somebody send us a box of confetti next time, all right? Just
God.
Nothing that explodes, please. But is that it?
No, I know what you're gonna do.
All right.
God.
Okay, we got. There we go.
I just cleaned. That's fucking great.
Judge, how can I sit there and take that pasta slander? I'll tell you why. Because sometimes you let stupidity talk for itself. If you just leave it there, it's self-evident. Sometimes Sometimes you don't acknowledge it. All right.
Words
what do we
of
got?
A coward.
All right, what is it?
Guard in the Garden.
Guard in the Garden.
From Dragonfire to Garden Flowers. Oh. Felton Holdem spent his entire life training to become one of Gallium's elite dwarven warriors. When a bloody battle leaves him injured, he has no chance but to move into his eccentric twin aunt's quaint home in the town's quiet Garnum district. With his life of military service seemingly over, and the captain of the city guard gives Felton his only chance at a fresh start in the new life he never wanted. But when a human woman barges through his door and the crumpy dwarf starts to wonder if there is more to life than war, the sunshine woman invites him to visit her garden, where Felton gains a new nemesis and a new purpose in life.
Huh.
Oh, cozy fantasy.
Super cool. And lots of cool stickers.
Lots of swag.
Ooh,
lots of
turtles.
Stuff.
Do they have any toads?
Here's a turtle.
Oh, that's
another sticker.
I mean, toad. Oh, that's cool. That is cool. Awesome. Maybe it's time I replace my Tress of the Emerald Sea sticker that I haven't read yet. I've had this here. I have not read this book. It's been my sticker because you had it. It said, here you go. And I said, well, that's my true. I'm going to identify with that now. All right. Now we've got another box. We have three more to go through here, and we'll get back to some questions. This is... Oh. Okay. We got this sent from... Here, you want to take the book?
Yeah.
What's this here?
Vampire Metropolis by Robin Brown.
Ooh.
Hi, I'm Caden. I look 19, but I'm actually a 200-year-old vampire, and I've just been kicked out of a plane and dropped into a walled-off prison city for the world's fantasy creatures. Welcome to Vampire City, a sprawling metropolis of segregated boroughs, desperate poverty, and tyrannical vampire overlords who feed upon their lowly subjects to lay claim to them. In my time here, I'll work with a courageous leader of ragtag elves, an ambitious warrior vampire looking to climb the hierarchy, streetwise goblins only after one quick buck, a hapless halfling who has found themselves up a certain creek without a certain paddle, and finally a young and headstrong vampire girl named Alma, who doesn't feel like a vampire and who incredibly can't be fed upon by those tyrannical vampire overlords I mentioned earlier. She might be the key to changing this modern, rundown, unjust, cruel metropolis into a better place for everyone. Or she might not. Depends on what I do next, I suppose.
Hey, fun.
Thank you very much, Robin.
Rumham says, book recap, more like give gifts to guys we pay money to every month to access a Discord.
You're not wrong.
You know, it's a lot of stuff. And
look,
you know, next time...
The opening boxes section started small.
It was like a 5-minute segment.
Yeah.
But then people now know we open it at the live.
Yeah.
Maybe we have to start limiting the ones we open on the live.
Either that or we open them all ahead of time and just like show.
Oh, you know what? We might do that next time. Okay, we're working on it. We're learning. Oh.
Everything's a work in progress.
Oh. What's this? The strength. Oh. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, cool.
Oh,
The Strangest Way, Walking the Christian Path, Robert Barron.
Somebody sent us a Christian book. Nate.
Someone's trying to evangelize us.
Someone says they need God. Someone saw one of our reviews and went, no, they need Christ immediately.
That's a fair assessment, too.
Thank you. Who sent this?
Well, thank you.
Let's see. Thank you very much. Do you see who sent that?
Well, it was probably on the box, right? Let me look. You probably ripped it.
I did.
That was from Trey. Thank you, Trey.
Thank you, Trey.
Appreciate it. And we got one last box. We saved the last for best. Go ahead, Rich.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the... Yes. No offense to everyone else, but a little humbling is in order. Yes, the best is last.
Oh, I should also, you know...
All you people who did submit something, understand that you have been placed in a hierarchy, and you're all equally below this person. We all need to realize our place, and we're all much happier when we realize that.
Rumham says this month's book club was religious. Well, the Devils, it was, I guess, in it had
technically
the Devils was in the title.
Religion is in there.
This book we have was sent from Jenny Wartz, which
herself
is so cool, and she asked us which book we would want to start with. And this is the one that we were recommended to by John Jacob as well. And I believe it is. Oops.
These are papers of like other books. Oh, just like cool. Showing the.
Let's store those.
The orders. Yes.
That is actually very helpful. Neat.
We got two copies for ourselves.
Cool.
Here's a copy for you.
Oh, thank you very much. All right. We got To Ride Hell's Chasm, which I've heard incredible things from Jenny Wartz. That is sweet. Also, I love that it's such a different type of cover.
Oh, it is.
You know what I mean? We got stuff in the middle too. Says, it's tragic how often lack of imagination shapes our defeat. Ooh, what a good quote.
Death has no repeat. It is a brute enough ending that leaves us the legacy of an inscrutable silence.
Ooh.
Therefore, I understand the voice of mercy very well.
Wow. Thank you very much, Jenny Wars. That is super cool.
So neat.
And this is the other one that we will be having to read within this month. If not this month, first thing next month. But this will be one of the upcoming books.
It is shot up to the top of the TBR.
Yes. Thank you very much, Jenny. Okay. Which one is this for you?
That's just put them all together. You give it to me.
Okay. That is the opening stuff.
That's all the books.
That's the book stuff. Thank you, everybody, for sending that. I think ahead of time, we're going to start opening things beforehand so that you could see the...
Yep.
It gets more efficient, you know. But okay. We have... Samuel says, you better not forget Sock Reveal like last time. Ruined my month. I'm so sorry.
I put on new socks today.
Just for this?
Just for this. I took off my normal socks.
Wow.
And
wow.
Put on new socks.
That's incredible. Wow. And Crystal says, I want to read to Ride Hell's Chasm. Yeah, well, we're going to be reading it. So this is the one we've heard to start with from John Jacob from Talking Story. So we're going with that one. And we have this person says, this is the first time I caught the live. Do you announce it anywhere beforehand? Yes, we announce it on Instagram, on X, and on Discord. So Instagram and X is where we announce it. And YouTube, if it doesn't pop up, just turn notification bell on and it should pop up.
Yeah.
So we don't say that enough.
Also, the socks I was wearing today, like I keep all my holy socks. And so like my big toe was sticking through it. And I was like, I don't know if I really want to show these socks on a live. So I did change them.
Okay.
That was part of it.
Changed it up. But yes. Okay. So any other updates on your end before we go to more questions?
Well, I think we should do the announcement of
the winner.
The winner. You have another. Anybody still just jumped in? Giveaway of one of our bookmarks. As long as you comment down below, hashtag bookmark, we will pick somebody in 5 minutes.
5 minutes. The winner will come.
Okay. 5 minutes. Winner will come, and we will reach out to you guys. We'll pick you guys and then we'll figure out a way. Either email us or we'll try and find you and we'll figure it out.
It'll work.
The giveaway is available to anyone. The shipping is a letter. So it's to us not a significant difference. So anywhere in the world, you'll get it.
Yep.
Be reasonable. I don't know. If you're in Antarctica, maybe that'll be harder.
Yeah, probably. But you need a post office somewhere within 20 miles.
You need a post office available from the United States Postal Service. But no, it's a letter, so it's cheap.
Yes. Now, we were talking right before we started this live about your reading last month, reading going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Are we getting overwhelmed with books? How would you like to go forward? Because you felt that, is it TBR overlord? Was it you weren't in the mood to read? What was it that this was a less good month than prior ones?
It's just a bit of an overload of, like, this past month, I've actually had to put in some extra long hours at work that kind of just knocked a lot of my time out. So work was difficult. New hobby kind of popping up, new interests. Mm. Then I've had to do a bunch of work with my dad and helping him out, and basically just my responsibilities kind of went up. And so it's a bit just generally difficult. But yeah, I'd maybe want to slow down with reading. Either that or it's just on me to schedule it out a little bit better. Gotcha. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, I definitely want to keep the spark alive. I don't want to turn this into a chore. That would be sad.
Yeah. Maybe put more books on TBR that you're like, hey, I want to read this right now. Just breaking your TBR and doing it.
Well, that was the best thing about Disquiet Gods, is just kind of reading it because I wanted to. And there was no, like, I didn't plan it out. I didn't, like, oh, I have to read this. I just, like, I want to. And then I did. And I enjoyed it.
Good, 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 good.
Spoiler alert. Ugh. Wow, Richard likes a Sun Eater book. Be real shocked.
I'm glad it didn't disappoint. That's good.
Yeah. How about yourself?
For reading last, like, month?
You still feeling good and not feeling overwhelmed?
Casual. It's definitely, there's the one thing I just want to adjust is completing series we started. I saw Chris and Mads, their BookTube, their podcast, their channel. Not really podcast, more BookTube channel. They are closing off their TBR, and they have a wheel now where all the books on their TBR, they're spinning a wheel, reading that until it's gone before adding new books. And I almost want to do that. I almost next month want to come prepared with what's everything on our TBR. And not adding a single one else until that TBR is done. Something like that.
I think if we be very conservative with that list of, like, taking a lot of, making it as short as possible as we can for ourselves.
20.
Yeah, like 20 books. And then the 20 need two books, then I think I'm tempted for that. Yeah.
Matthew says not overwhelmed and hasn't started Monte Cristo. Never mind. I am a little overwhelmed now that you mention it. I was trying to hide the anxiety, but it's there. Fry says long overdue. Yes. Cuban asks, what type of music do you guys listen to?
Basically everything. Jazz, classic rock. Basically it.
Jazz and classic rock.
Jazz and classic rock. Coop, why are you giving? Coop, don't do that.
No, it's less money for Coop. Do that. Yes. Coop, keep doing it. Thank you, Coop. Albert says, Enemy of God might kill Austin from hype overload. Overload. I can't wait. I can't wait for Enemy of God. That's another one. You know what? Screw it. I'm doing Monte Cristo after that. I'm just going to jump into whatever book is just calling my name.
Mm.
It's got to do it. Okay. I was going to say something, but then Coop's money distracted me. They didn't even read the message. Yeah, we'll read that one. Who cares? Last one, not reading it. Says, you guys are probably fine. I have 23 series I started but haven't finished. Oh, God.
Coop, I'm trying to incentivize you to not send us more money. That's what I'm doing. That's a hard lesson for you. Look at that. Look where your money got you.
Nothing. Nowhere.
So don't send anymore. That's what you need to do. You learned your lesson. That was a cheap lesson.
Hey, we got to send the bookmark to somebody now. It is time. It is the last chance to type hashtag bookmark. We're giving a free bookmark to somebody. Let's see how this thing works. We'll give another 10 seconds to type that in chat. And all right.
Ready?
It is time. Do it.
Done.
Let's see who wins it. So it randomizes. Oh, cool. The winner is...
Oh,
Anne Reads
is gets the winner. A bookmark.
Look at, you know what? That's so helpful that a patron wins it. I like that. Yes. Anne, that's awesome.
Makes it easier. We'll just reach out and on Discord, and we'll handle that.
Anne, are you still here? If you're still here, if you want to acknowledge that you're here, that would be great. Congrats, Anne. Also, hey, Jacob. Jacob showed up. Oh, sweet. Jacob, we opened Discovery. Thank you a bunch. Thank you a ton, Jacob. I loved the ransom note as well. That was great. Is Anne here? I don't know. We will reach out to Anne. I think we have... Yeah. Yes. Okay. I'll type that out.
Yeah, Anne, make good, out. Good note there.
Yes.
Anne's there.
Anne is here. Oh, cool. Okay. Anne, we'll reach out to you. Sweet. Oh, Mike. Mike just donated and said, please review book Defiance of the Fall. First off, thank you for the donation. Second off, were you not here the whole time? Where we're drowning! We're drowning! I got it. Not hold. We're drowning! Okay. Mike, thank you so much. I can't. The side of me that just wants the people please, like, of course! Of course we'll add that onto the TBR right now! If it was $100.
No. No.
That's a joke.
No.
Humor.
That's a joke.
That's a joke.
No.
We
absolutely
the
not.
The TBR is staying where it is.
Don't make me have to figure out how to refund
money.
It's a stone. I don't want to learn that.
Wall. Okay, we got to be more firm, and we can't just keep adding things.
We need to say that's nice. No.
Kay. Thank you for the money. Fucker. Okay. Now, I think we're starting to run out of time. We got to get to our book club with the Discord, the Patreon. We're doing the Devils this month. But we got to do our reveal before we forget. What socks are you wearing, Rich?
Little old sock cam. How about you go first? Because I got better socks.
Okay, I got short white socks on today. A little dirty in the bottom. Nothing special. I actually didn't wear colorful socks today because...
I got to pick up the slack
I
then,
forgot
huh?
about sock day. This is
you
my bad.
You did forget about sock
I
day.
I will make up for this tenfold next month. What do you got?
I got my alien socks. Little Roswell aliens. Look at that.
All right, you won. You won this month.
I won the sock game this month.
All right, we're going to start having a poll at the end of these. Not this month, because you won this month. It's clearly you win.
Well, of course.
We'll have a poll next month to see who won the sock game. But that one, victory for you. Good job. Rice is a crushed alien. Cupid says bland Austin, just like your book taste. Oh! Whoa! What's going on there? And Rumpad says, I dare you guys to read only one book for a month. Take time to take it in. Oh, the good old days.
Oh, the wonder. those were the days. Oh, honestly, this would be the month to do it.
Only, just one book?
Just one book, and it's The Count of Monte Cristo. Fuck no. No. Stop it. No.
All right, Mike.
Hold on.
We will actually refund that somehow.
We will find
out how.
No. Yeah. How do I...
We will find out a way.
No. No. Hold on. How? No.
Okay, I'm going to find out a way on YouTube side. Because, Mike, we are sending that back. But thank you very much, Mike. But we will find out a way to do that.
I'm not showing it because don't incentivize this behavior.
All right. Well, we got work to do now, too. Okay,
damn
so
it.
Three things to do. We got to reach out to Anne.
Making it harder.
Reach out to Anne. Reach out to Chance and figure out what was his name. Mike, thank you, but no. Okay, Mike.
Thank you, but no, none of that.
And I'll be researching how to do that right after book club. So look for the money at 7 o'clock if we can figure that out. All right. We're going to do some things.
See, that looks,
thank you, people.
That looks like a nice gesture, but what it really was was effort on our... We now have work to do.
Yeah.
You gave us work,
You
Mike.
Gave us homework. All right, thank you everybody for tuning into this line or this live. I'm losing words now. We got a mess of books behind us and cardboard boxes. So what happened this live? We have homework. We have to refund somebody.
Yeah.
And congrats on winning the bookmark. Studio's a mess.
So he's a goddamn mess.
This is
lesson to learn. If you're gonna donate to us, donate reasonable monetary amounts or. Don't donate.
Well,
just go get to our Patreon and get a book club.
I feel bad because I made the joke, and now it feels like grifting. And
I know. It doesn't feel good.
It doesn't. Okay. Screw you, Mike. You're not getting anything. Thank you, everybody, except for Mike.
Except for Mike.
All right. We're going to go tune into the book club. Thanks, everybody, for watching live. We'll catch you on Monday's episode.
Yep. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.